I'd lose my head if it wasn't attached. Have you ever used that expression? If you have, it was probably out of frustration with yourself or repeatedly misplacing things. It's rare that a day goes by when we don't spend time looking for something. Car keys, a mobile phone, the TV remote. Have you ever purchased more than one of something because you fully expect to lose them? Take pens and pencils. Does anybody ever buy just one ballpoint pen anymore? Then there are those singular possessions that just can't be treated carelessly. When you misplace one, a wallet for example, it can be quite distressing. And one thing is for sure, you won't stop searching until you find it. Welcome to The Good We Can, a podcast from the faith community at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. We invite you to subscribe to this channel to be encouraged, challenged, and strengthened in your faith. Each week, we share a Bible reading from the lectionary for this week and a brief devotion. And this week, we turn back to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 15, for a couple of stories about the lengths to which God will go to find what is lost. Let's begin with a prayer. Lord God, thank you for loving us beyond our understanding, for searching for the lost, and for welcoming us with open arms. Holy Spirit, guide us today that we will take opportunities to share your love with others and do the good we can in your name. Amen. I invite you to listen now to a reading from Luke, chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. All the tax collectors and sinners were gathering around Jesus to listen to him. The Pharisees and legal experts were grumbling, saying, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Jesus told them this parable. Suppose someone among you had 100 sheep and lost one of them. Wouldn't he leave the other 99 in the pasture and search for the lost one until he finds it? And when he finds it, he is thrilled and places it on his shoulders. When he arrives home, he calls together his friends and neighbors, saying to them, "Celebrate with me because I've found my lost sheep." In the same way, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who changes both heart and life than over 99 righteous people who have no need to change their hearts and lives. Or what woman, if she owns 10 silver coins and loses one of them, won't light a lamp and sweep the house, searching her home carefully until she finds it? When she finds it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Celebrate with me because I found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, joy breaks out in the presence of God's angels over one sinner who changes both heart and life. Again, that was from the Gospel according to Luke chapter 15, verses 1 through 10. Now for a reflection on this passage written by Beth Ludlam, an ordained elder in the United Methodist Church. Beth writes, "Imagine you've spent an entire day running errands around town. When you get home, you realize something is missing. Would you go back and retrace every step if you were missing a penny? What about a favorite book? Your wedding ring or favorite piece of jewelry? If you're like me, you would run an internal cost-benefit analysis to determine an item's worth before deciding to go back to find it. Penny? No way. Ring? No question." So Jesus' opening question leaves me scratching my head. Would a shepherd leave 99 vulnerable sheep in the wilderness to go find one? No matter how long the search takes, no matter that the one is likely beyond saving? Probably not. It doesn't make economic sense to risk 99 to save one. So maybe Jesus' question wasn't rhetorical, but ironic, showing the difference between the world's economy and God's. In the world's economy, we are constantly weighing the value of each activity, possession, and, yes, human life, whether consciously or unconsciously. In the world's economy, we hold on to the 99 who have stayed rather than risking everything for the one who has wandered. In the world's economy, we maintain systems that keep us comfortable even when others are left out. But in God's economy, no one is lost or forgotten. In God's economy, no matter how many are safe, God doesn't rest until all are found and restored. This is the good news. When we are lost, before we even realize that we are lost, God is searching, sweeping, transversing the wilderness, ready to carry us home. And once we are found, God calls us to join the eternal search for every last person who is vulnerable, alone, or lost. God, we keep drifting, wandering, and losing our way. Find us and carry us home. Then help us to be finders like you, seeking the ones in our families and communities and world who are lost, left behind, or overlooked. Amen. Thank you for joining us this week for the Good We Can podcast. This is Bill Anzio inviting you to join us for worship this weekend at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We have two in-person services on Sunday morning in our church sanctuary at 8:30 and 10:45 a.m. Our service is also streamed on our YouTube channel. For more information, visit our website at sunprairieumc.org. Have a blessed weekend, and we hope you'll join us next time for The Good We Can.